So Rabbosai, we're looking now at the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, and we're going to try to establish an insight here about Rashi. Rashi is the opening Rashi in the Masechta, and sometimes it's very good to go back to the beginning again. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman. Rashi says shenishchat ola l'shem shlomit. You have that? So two comments. For one comment is just simple, and that is that Rashi avoids any mention of a chatos or an oshom or a korban pesach. The reason for that is because by mentioning ola and shlomim, he is addressing the issue of shar karbonos, whereas the exceptional karbonos include chatos, pesach, and maybe even osham. In those cases, the karbon would be posel. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the karbon is still kosher, just lo alo l'bayim l'shem chova. So Rashi wants to make sure that we're on board for shar karbonos, and we're not talking about chatos, and so for those exceptional cases. That's partial. But on a more sophisticated level, we want to understand why Rashi says, adds these words, l'shem shlomim, meaning that he had a kavana for another zevach. This was a carbon ola, and he had in mind for a shlomim. Now, the truth be told, if we assume, and we're going to try to think about this, that if you don't have a kavana lishma, then that itself is going to undermine the karbon. Meaning, one of the requirements of kachim is that you have a kavana lishma. In this case, it was an ola. You should have in mind l'shem ola. If you didn't have in mind l'shem ola, that itself, how are you doing, Alan? That itself should be a problem of shalol lishma, because you didn't have lishma. And in that sense, Rashi went a little bit too far here. Meaning, there may be cases where the Torah says that a certain kavana is a posel. Like, for example, let's take the case of Pesach b'shar yimos hashana. So Pesach b'shar yimos hashana, if you had a machshava of lishma, which means for the l'shem Pesach in this case, that's going to be a very big problem in Korban Pesach. It might actually pasul the Korban. But in the case of Ola, so he had in mind l'shem Shlomim. I don't know that l'shem Shlomim should be a machshava poselis. Rashi seems to indicate here that because he had in mind a different zevach, that's why the karbon is eino ola l'bayilim l'shem chovasa. It would not be enough from Rashi's perspective to just establish that he was absent l'shma, that he was missing l'shem ola. Rashi says the problem here is that he had a machshava l'shem shlomim. And that's interesting, because we do have cases where, you know, an improper machshava is going to undermine the karbon, and there's certain kavanas that we have to avoid. You know, for example, as I mentioned before, if you had in mind that this carbon should be a carbon pesach, and now it's not the zman of carbon pesach, that's a very problematic machshava. But we never found that a machshava l'shem shlomim is in any sense a machshava poselas. We know, for example, if you have a machshava of chutzum zmano or chutzum komo, if you have machshava that the achilas basa should be tomorrow, or the aktoras haimurim should be tomorrow, which is beyond its time, that could be a machshava espigul. That could be a machshava eschutzlum koma, which is a machshava posela. So the certain machshavas that have to be avoided, they're shall we say poisonous, they're destructive. But I would never have thought that l'shem shlomim in the case of an ola would be a destructive machshava. It'd be a negative machshava. Yeah, and I would have said it's just the absence of a machshava of ola. So if right, you have a carbon ola in front of you, so if the kohen asks me, well, what machshava should I have? I'm going to clearly tell him he should have a machshava l'shem ola. And if he doesn't have the machshava l'shem ola, that's not good. You know, he doesn't have the machshava l'shma. Rashi, on the other hand, points out that the problem in our Mishnah is because he had a machshava l'shem shlamim. Otherwise, Rashi could have dropped the ball. He could have just simply omitted the two words l'shem shlamim. What do you say, Alan?
Yeah, no, but you said you wouldn't have thought that ola to shlamim would have been a problem. Why not when it's going downwards, though, isn't it?
Oh, so that's very interesting. In the context of Shimon Achi Azari, Alan points out, you might argue that a machshava l'shem shlomim, if it's a novel shabahen, that should be a machshava poselis. But that's not really relevant to us, because Shimon Achi Azari is talking about a psul in the carbon. The carbon is worth nothing, just throw it into the rubbish. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of shalol l'shma, where the carbon is kosher, but it's just not ol l'bayim l'shem chova. So in that case, I would not say that l'shem shlomim is a negative kavod, because if it is, then I'm in trouble, because the Mishnah says that carbon is kosher. So if you can apply the principle of l'shem namuch, then you're going to come to the conclusion that the carbon is possible. And that we don't want to do. So pashtus in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is not talking about a machshava posel. So the Mishnah is talking about the fact that the kodshim should be shechted l'shma. If it's an ola, it should be shechted for the sake of an ola. For example, in the case of chatos, what happens if he doesn't have in mind l'shem chatos? Carbon is possible. So we're not talking about a machshava poselis. I don't care, you know, you can give me a whole list of kodshim and you're saying, well, when he shechted the chatos, he had in mind one of these on this entire list. I don't need that. That's completely irrelevant. Because in the case of chatos, we need a machshava l'shem chatos. And in the absence of machshava l'shem chatos, the carbon is possible. Rashi could have applied the same yardstick, at least as far as lo ol l'bayim l'shem chova is concerned, in the case of all karbonos. And he could have said simply, well, he didn't have in mind l'shem ola. And that itself would have undermined the fact that this is an ola, and I fulfilled my mitzvah of ola by bringing this carbon ola. Well, I have news for you, the kohen didn't have in mind l'shem ola. Rashi seems to be bothered by that. You know, he's not accepting that the absence of a machshava l'shem ola is going to undermine the status of the ola as far as ritzi karbon is concerned. No. If you want to undermine the status of the ola for ritzi karbon, l'shem bailim, then what you have to have is a kavodah l'shem zevach acher, for shlomim in this case. And then Rashi's operating with a negative kavana over here, a machshava poselis, because vis-a-vis an ola, a machshava l'shem shlomim is an improper machshava. So Rashi's not learning that the Mishnah is establishing the following, that in all karbanos, as opposed to chatos, if you don't have the kavana l'shem chatos, it passes the karbon. And Rashi says, don't think for a moment that if you don't have kavana l'shem classical karbonos, like for example in ola, that's going to passel the karbon, or at least, you know, undermine the ritzi karbon. Rashi says no. The fact that you didn't have a machshava l'shem ola, the karbon is still a perfectly good karbon. Not only is it kosher, but it's even meratza, it's even ola l'shem bailim. Why does the Mishnah say kol asvachim shenizbuchu shelo l'shma nizlo ola l'shem bailim? That's because, says Rashi, had a kavana for a different zevach. And the kavodah for different zevach, rather than just simply the absence of a kavodah l'shma, that's going to undermine the ritzi karbon and it's eino ol l'bailin l'shem chovosa.
It's got the wrong
right, he has a machshava for another zevach. That's a negative machshava, and that's going to undermine the ritzi karbon. But according to Rashi, apparently, if he just simply in the absence of a machshava l'shem zevach, meaning this zevach is an ola, you would have said, well, In chatos, we go so far as to say that the absence of machshava l'shem chatos passes the karbon. In other karbonos, we'll call them stam karbonos. I would have said, without Rashi, that the absence of a kavana l'shem, that zevach, is going to at least remove the ritzi karbon. It's not going to go as far as to passel the karbon. But Rashi is saying that's not so. If you have a karbon, let's say an ola, and you don't have kavana l'shem ola, so you didn't have a lishma, Rashi is saying that karbon is still kosher. And not only is it kosher, it's ol l'bayim l'shem chova. The ritzi is going to be there despite the absence of a kavana l'shma. But Rashi is going to say, why does that Mishnah establish lo ol l'bayim l'shem chova? What vitiates the ritzi akorban? That's because he had a machshava l'shem shlamim. He had a machshava l'shem zevach acher. That's considered from Rashi's perspective to be a machshava poselis. So now I would ask myself the following question. What would Rashi say about the following? He has an Ola, and his machshava is l'shem chulin. He says, I'm doing the shechita now for chulin. Now, on the one hand, certainly you have to admit that absent here is the machshava l'shma. It's an Ola, and you should have had a machshava l'shem Ola. If all things would have been equal, if the Kohen would have knocked on our doors and said, what kavana should I have? We would have told him to have a kavana l'shem Ola. So that for sure he doesn't accomplish. On the other hand, he didn't have a machshava for a zevach acher. He had a machshava for what? For chulin. So again, if I go back to the pre-Rashi situation, before I saw Rashi, and I understood before Rashi that if he doesn't have kavana l'shma, that's going to undermine the Shem Zevach, whatever that Shem Zevach is in the case of Ola, the Shem Ola, as far as the Bailam is concerned, he cannot say, well, I brought my Ola, because this wasn't shechted as an Ola, it was shechted with an absence of a Machshavas Ola. That's how I would have learned it in Rashi's frame of reference. Then I would say that the same halacha could apply even if he has Ma'an L'Shem Chulin, because in L'Shem Chulin he's also absent the Machshava L'Shem Ola.
Yeah.
But now that we have Rashi, and Rashi's telling me, no, the absence of a machshava l'shem Ola is not going to undermine the Ritzui Karban. He needs a machshava l'shem Shlomim. Now I'm going to ask myself the following question, well, what about a machshava l'shem Chulin? Rashi didn't go that far. He said he had a machshava l'shem Shlomim. It could be that l'shem Chulin is a different kind of machshava. That's already a more of a neutral kind of machshava. So what does the Gemara say about a machshava l'shem chulin? Let's turn to Daf Gimel Amid Beis for a minute.
It's one of the six things, though.
Well, let's just talk for a moment. Before we get to the six things, I'm just going according to a certain order. What's going to be the deal in the case of, let's say, for example, a korban chatos, and he shechted it l'shem chulin? Can anybody find this Gemara for me? I have this very strange Gemara here, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Let's just see if we can find it. Chatos Shechtu L'Shem Chatos. Okay, fine. Is Kshera L'Shem Ola Psula. Fine. Chatos Shechtu. Sorry, I'm just seeing if I can find this. Almi Shemachuyav Chatos. Fine.
Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah, where is it? I'm sorry, if I just push my eye, doesn't catch it right now.
Rebbe Ella's
just give me an idea, like where it is on the page, yeah, if you can. Is it towards the bottom, towards the top?
No, towards the top.
Towards the top of the Gimel Amid Beis?
Rebbe Ella's appears on line 3, line 4, line 7.
Okay, so that's good. Because
he's talking about using a Chal B'Chomer and discussing Chulin.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, I say Chulin. I don't know if that's...
Okay, good, good. That's good. No, you helped me a lot, Don, because I'm using this Gemara where they separate the... You know, they split the Gemara into many, many different pages. Okay, good. So we're on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and we're looking at the following.
I think it's the first paragraph. I think it's the fourth line.
What do you say?
Gimel
Aleph. Oh, you have it on Gimel Amid Aleph. One second. So you know what? Let's get back to Gimel Amid Beis later. If John tells me to look in on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Where are you on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph?
Right in the middle.
In the middle. There it is. There's one case. Right, so we have a discussion here about Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Correct? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And he says, Chatos Shechata L'Shem Ola Psua L'Shem Chulin Kshera. Now what impression do you get here when it says that he shechted a Chatos L'Shem Chulin and it's Kshera? What does that mean, Kshera? Does it mean Kshera and it's Ola Levayla L'Shem Chova, or do they have to replace the carbon? So this is, you see, we have to learn this sugya together with another sugya, Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara Mem Vav Amid Beis is going to say that L'Shem Chulin, Chatos L'Shem Chulin is Eino Maratza. That means he has to replace it with another carbon Chatos. what the Gemara here says, Kshera, don't misunderstand the Gemara, because you have to see it in a broader context. It means Kshera, that the carbon is kosher. It doesn't mean that it's Meratzah. It doesn't mean that he's potter for replacing it with another chatas.
So it's not Ola, it's not Leorit in a Mizbeah.
Right. It's, you know, you'll do all the Avodos, even though the Shechita was L'shem Chul. Now, in the case of chatas L'shem Ola, at that point, we freeze everything and we throw the carbon in the trash, and there's no hemshech of avod because the carbon is possible. But if it was l'shem chulin, no, thank you. Then at least we can go through all the other avodos, despite the fact that the carbon is not ol b'ayin l'shem chulin, it's not maratza. So on the one hand, we're going to be makriv this carbon. And on the other hand, the Bible, we're going to have to replace it. Alma says the Gemara, Demina machriv ba. So mina means chatos l'shem ola. That's called mina, and that's going to passel the carbon. But the lav mina lo machriv ba. That's not going to be machriv the carbon. And again, even though it's not called a chatos, but at least it's a carbon kosher. So that's on Daf Gimel and Aleph. Now let's take a look on Daf Gimel and Beis. Don't ask me any questions until I get, you know, I just got to get my head on straight, sorry. So now let's take a look at Rabbi Lazar on Daf Gimel and Beis. And the Gemara says on Daf Gimel and Beis, Kodshim, this you'll see about, let's say, 10 lines down, no, even less than 10 lines down on Daf Gimel and Beis. And the Gemara formulates the following Svara for Rabbi Eliezer. Kodshim, Mechalim Kodshim. So in other words, if you brought one Kodesh, one Karbon, L'shem a different Karbon, that could be Mechalil. Again, what that Chilul means would depend upon variations here. But Chulin, the Gemara says Lo Kolshke. So Gemara says no. We're not going to say Lo Kolshke. In time of the Rav, Kid Rabbi Elazar. The Yom Rabbi Elazar, my time in the Rav, Lo Yechalu es Kodshei B'nei Yisrael, Esa Sheyorimu L'Hashem, Is Kodshei Mechalim Kodshim, V'ein Chulim Mechalim Kodshim. So in other words, when he has L'Shem Kodshim Acherim, that is considered a Chilul, and therefore comes under Lo Yechalu, but if he has L'Shem Chulim, that's not called a chilul of kodshim. So that's what the Gemara here has on Daf Gimel and Beis, based on a pasuk in Vayikra Chof Beis, and on Daf Gimel and Aleph, as John pointed out before so well, there the Gemara has a svara, it doesn't quote a pasuk. And what was the svara? Mina machriv bei, and lav mina lo machriv bei. So let's just think about this. It comes out that, here's my problem. Okay, Alan, you'll solve my problem. Just let me, now that I have a little bit of my feet on the ground, now I can at least present my problem in an intelligent way. Rashi in our Mishnah says that why or when is it not Olah L'Bailam, there's no Ritzi Karbon? When he had a Machshava for another Zemach, it was Olah L'Shem Shlom. Now, is it really necessary to limit, to restrict this halacha to the case of L'shem Zevach Acher? What if it wasn't L'shem Zevach Acher? What if it was L'shem Chulin? So the Gemara says that if he shechted a chatos L'shem Chulin, the carbon is kosher. Again, as the Gemara is going to say, Amen Vav Amid Beis, maybe we'll get a chance to look that up as well, it's not Ol L'Bailam L'shem Chova. So basically, I could take out Rashi of Ola L'Shem Shlomim, and I could plug in Chatos L'Shem Chulin, and there would be no loss whatsoever. The din would be identical. Can you write that down so I'll remember it? You'll be my scorecard here. Again, Shlomim L'Shem, let's say the case of Rashi. Ola L'Shem Shlomim equals Chatos L'Shem Chulin. In both cases, the carbon is kosher, but it's not all the bialim l'shem chova. There's no ritzi carbon. The bialim are going to have to replace the carbon. Now, in the case of olah l'shem shlamim, the way we interpreted Rashi is that it's not just the absence of a machshava, that alone would not do it, wouldn't undermine the ritzui, but rather he has l'shem zemach acher. Then I asked you the question, well, what would be if he had l'shem chulin? And one could ostensibly assume that according to Rashi, l'shem chulin is considered lav mina lo machriv be. Do you follow my point?
Yeah.
That when we speak about a machshava that's machriv, we're talking about min b'mino, meaning from kodshim to kodshim. In fact, the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis has a special yalfusa to teach you that chulin, that kodshim achalim kodshim, v'ein chulin achalim kodshim. So whether it's the svara of lav mina or whether it's the pasuk that tells you that it's not machalel because it's not kodshim, it comes out that l'shem chulin is not machriv. It's called min b'she'eino mina. What shall I say? It's like a person, let's say the kohen would have machshava for the sake of an animal. You know, that would not be a machshava poselis. That's not even a valid machshava. It could be that, by the way, in shalol shma in chulin, I'm sorry, in chatos, you might even need a shinui bailuf for someone else who also has to bring a chatos. Are you familiar with that? That's a sugya later on. But be that as it may, you know, to set up something as a machshava that passes the covenant, it's got to be a good machshava. I don't mean it's a good machshava, it's a very bad machshava, but it's a good machshava, meaning it's within the ballpark, it's within the league of a machshava. It's a valid machshava. And if it's a valid machshava, then it could be machriv, it could pass the karma. So now we're assuming that if we apply the principle of lav mina eno machriv bei, then we should come to the conclusion that when Rashi says at the beginning of our Masechta that it's Ola L'shem Shlamim, he's coming Lafuke L'shem Chulin, because Chulin is Lav Mina and it's Eino Machriv Bei. Only Kodshim is Machal Kodshim, but Chulin is not Machal and Kodshim.
And therefore,
if let's say he had a Machshav at the time of a Karban Ola L'shem Chulin, the Karban would be Kosher and it's Ola Bailon L'shem Chova. The only problem is that's against the sugya, because the sugya says on daf mem vav mem beis that if he had in mind a chatas l'shem chulin, then the carbon is not maratza. And if we swing back now to our Rashi could have equally have said ola l'shem chulin. Rashi didn't have to say ola l'shem zevach acher. And Rashi on the one hand seems to be flexing the muscle here of min b'mino machriv, min b'she'eino mino eino machriv, which again is the Gemara Mefurash here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that kodshim mechalim kodshim, v'ein chulim mechalim kodshim. So therefore Rashi goes out of his way to avoid l'shem chulim, because if it was l'shem chulim, it wouldn't be machriv, and it wouldn't be mechal kodshim, because the machshavas chulim is not on the radar screen. But on the other hand, As much as I'm happy about that, and then our diuk in Rashi is very precise, but I'm not happy about it because the Gemara establishes in Masechta Zvach Madaf Mem Vavim in Beis. If somebody can open up, we'll take a look. John, you're very good at this, so if I can give you that job, open up to Daf Mem Vavim in Beis and see if you can find the Gemara that establishes that if you take a Karban Chatos and you shecht it l'shem chulin, it's eino maratza, it's not ol l'bailam l'shem chova. And if that be the case, then my deek in Rashi falls apart, because Rashi could have equally have said ol l'shem chulin. Alan, now you're gonna enlighten me.
I was thinking that Rashi was
well found,
not necessarily going with whether it's min b'mino or min not b'mino. It's exactly what he was saying, that when you have a machshava of shlamim, all of the shlamim, what you're saying is you're ending up now with a korban that has demands that are based on shlamim, which does not take into account the demands that were previously there for ola. But when you do even a chatas l'shem chulin makes no demands on it whatsoever. So therefore, you can be mekayim all the demands that are made of a chatas, and therefore.
So Aaron, my question to you is as follows:
yeah.
Which would be a greater chiddush if I wanted to tell you that there's no ritzui karma? would it be Ola L'Shem Shlomim or Ola L'Shem Chun? Which would have been a bigger chiddush to say that it's not Maratz. You understand? Those are your two choices. Don't give me a third choice. It'll just derail me.
Okay.
Here are your two choices. Choice number one is Ola L'Shem Shlomim. Choice number two is Ola L'Shem Chun. If I want to tell you that it's not Maratza, and John is going to fill me in with the Gemara on Daf Mem Vavim and Beis, which would be a bigger Chiddush to tell you that it's not Maratza, that it undermines the Ritzin Kavod? The case of L'Shem Shlomim or the case of L'Shem Chul?
And it's not Maratza. I would say Chulin.
Because it's
Chulin would be a bigger Chiddush. No?
That it's not Maratza.
That it's not Maratza. Because I would have said that Chulin is Lav Mino, Eino Machmir.
No, but I'm not going with
right? That Kodshim is Machal Kodshim. But ain't chulin mechalim kodshim.
Once I knew that klal.
No, I'm saying Rashi knows that klal. I don't want to accuse Rashi of being an amoritz, right? That's not a fair assumption. If I know the Gemara on Daf Gimel, then Rashi for sure knows the Gemara on Daf Gimel. That I can tell you. Rashi didn't write his pirush on the Mishnah when he didn't look at the next stop. Rashi had everything in his back pocket. Now, if the Gemara says on Daf Gimel I'm an aleph, that min b'mino machriv, min b'sheno mino eino machriv, you know, there's a machshava for chulin, it's like a machshava, as I said, for an animal or something like that, you know, he has a machshava for a guy, you know, he's not in the parasha. Then the Gemara Daf Gimel and Beis adds another gzeiros hakosef here, a diuk in the pasuk that says that kodshim is machalim kodshim, but a machshava is chulin is not machalim kodshim. So given that fact, then if you want to tell me that we're going to vitiate the ritzui of a karbon in a shalol lishma, and you have two choices, you can either tell me el machshava shalol lishma for another zevach, meaning kodshim, or you have another choice to say el machshava shalol lishma because you had in mind chulin, and in both cases there's no ritzui karbon, then which would be a greater chiddush to tell me that there's no ritzui karbon?
Chulin.
L'shem chulin. And it's odd then that Rashi wouldn't have told me the bigger chiddush. The Gemara says, the Mishnah just says the following. It says, Kol ha'zvachim shenizklu l'shalol l'shman. It doesn't tell you what the shalol l'shman was. I thought with that Rashi, shalol l'shman means he didn't have in mind l'shman. He didn't have in mind l'shem ola. Rashi rejects that. Okay, fine. Tip my hat off to Rashi. Who am I to question Rashi? It had to be a mashava poselis, that's mafkir l'ritzui, and the mashava poselis is l'shem zevach acher. But then I ask myself the question of Rashi, why didn't you tell me an even greater chiddush? Tell me that to some extent, a machsheves chulin is considered min bimino, or it's considered a machriv, even though it comes to the world of chulin, and it undermines the ritzui karbon. John, did you find such a Gemara?
That's on min bimino.
Where is it?
Just below beneath the Mishnah.
The Mishnah? The Mishnah on min vav and min bet?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute. You look at me like I'm a total this. Let me see. What does it say there? You're on Mem Vav Amud Bet?
Yeah.
There's only one Mishnah on that page, right?
That's right.
Okay. Mem Vav Amud Bet. That's 46.
No, I
see. Yeah. What do you have here, John? Below the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the Mishnah. You're saying below the Mishnah?
Below the
Mishnah. Okay. How many lines below the Mishnah?
Looks like maybe
five or six lines below the Mishnah. Five, 6 lines below the Mishnah. What does it say? Abaye?
Well,
Just one second. Why am I having trouble finding this Abaye? We're talking about Mem Vav on the base.
3 lines from the bottom.
Three lines up from the bottom.
Yeah. I'm a Rav Eliezer.
Oh, so what we need is, you see what says L'Shem Shchulin Kosher V'Eino Maratza. Can you underline those words? I'm going to actually take a pencil just to underline, because sometimes I... Okay. Yeah, L'Shem Shchulin... Again, Rav Osa, if you can take a look on Mem Vav Amud Beis Mamish, one line up before the end of the Amud, Mem Vav Amud Beis, Amud Beis, one line up before the end of the Amud, which you want to underline. I'm not saying to physically underline, but I mean in your mind, underline the words L'Shem Chulin Kasher V'Eino Maratza. Oh, Now, one line up before the end of the page. The second line up before the end of the page. On Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. I just want to make sure, John, that everybody has it. Don, do you find it? The first word in the line is kosher.
Got it.
Okay, now move your finger along until you see the words L'shem Chul.
Okay.
And it says kosher v'eino meratza.
Okay.
That sounds awfully familiar to us. Kosher v'eino meratza. That's basically rewriting which Mishnah? Our Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, which says that if it was shalol l'shma, then it's kosher v'eino meratza, right? Or the language of the Mishnah is eino l'shem chova. Memela, if Reuven has to bring a korban chatos, and Nebuch the Kohen came along and he shechted this chatos l'shem chul, and Reuven's going to have to replace that chatos with another korban. And he was not Yotzei because it's Eino Meratza. So now we can plug that in to our Mishnah. So when the Gemara says now on Daf Gimel on the base with a pasuk that kodshim mechalim kodshim v'ein chulim mechalim kodshim, it means chulim doesn't have the power to be mechalal the karbon. Like for example, in if he had a chatos l'shem ola, what would be the status of that karbon? Is it worth a dime?
No,
not worth a dime. Just throw it in the rubbish. That's called chilul hakarbon. So the Gemara says, but l'shem chulin is not mechalal. But don't think for a minute that it means that the karbon is kosher. Now we go to other karbonos, what I call stam karbonos, and that's the first mission in Masechta Zvachim. Let's open up to the first mission in Masechta Zvachim. Right? Don't lose the place here, Moshe. So if you open up to the first mission in Masechta Zvachim, you'll see that it says lo ol l'bayim l'shem chova. So it means that a machshav l'shem chulin robs the carbon of its power of ritzui.
Right.
And then I go back to my other question: if Rashi had two choices, which would be a bigger chiddush, ol l'shem shlamim or ol l'shem chulin? And now we've proven from Mem-Vav and Beis that ol l'shem chulin has the exact identical halach as ol l'shem shlamim, but it's a bigger chiddush. Because now what we're saying is that when the Gemara says min bimino eino eino machriv, what it means is eino mechalel es hakarbon, but it doesn't mean to say that a machshav l'shem chulin. So now that Rashi is talking in our Mishnah about a bad machshav, he's not just talking about the fact that he didn't have in mind l'shem ola. That itself Rashi leaves out. That's what we thought was trapped in the Mishnah, but he's saying no. Kol hazvachim shenishvachu shalolishman means shalolishman in a positive sense, meaning he had a machshava of shalolishman, meaning not for this, but for a different karbon. We're adding, well, why couldn't Rashi go a step further and say not only did he have in mind for a different karbon, but he had in mind for chulin, and that would have led you to the same exact results. Do you follow what I mean? So like you could put two different coins in the slot machine. But whichever coin that you put in, you're going to get the same amount of money. Hopefully you're going to win. Although, sometimes you have to give and pray that you won't win, because if you win, you might get addicted, right? That's what happens. You know, people are in Las Vegas, so they see a coin on the floor. Because there are coins all over the floor, right? So they pick one up, put it in the slot machine. Lo and behold, boom! They hit the jackpot, they walk out with $20,000. Yeah. And then they're hooked for life, right? These are professional gamblers. It's like the worst thing that could happen to a human being is they get hooked to gamble.
You use your pants too. What do you do then? Arm and arm.
Yeah, and then you end up stealing things, and you end up in jail, and all this. And it all started with one. I don't know what's the cheapest coin you can put in the slot machine. Probably not a penny.
A dollar today.
Today it's up to a dollar. Okay. Anyway, so I can put two different coins in the machine of Kol Hazvachim Shenishvachu Shalol Lishman, and they're both going to give me the same exact results. I can put in a coin of L'shem Shlamim, or I can put into the machine a coin of L'shem Chul, and both will produce the same result. So then I ask myself the question, so, you know, Rashi, tell me the bigger chiddush. And instead, Rashi tells me what I consider the lower chiddush, the lesser chiddush, namely l'shem shlamim. He could have told me a bigger chiddush, l'shem chul. So I found do you have Rabosai the Sefer Nefesh Tova? Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph, Page Aleph, Simon Aleph, Os Aleph.
Making it easy for
Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. So he says the following. You can already guess, even before you open the sefer, that he's going to quote some brisker or another. In this case, he quotes the brisker rav. And the brisker rav is very careful about this Rashi. And based on this Rashi, the brisker rav says that Rashi understood that our Mishnah is talking about a machshava poselis. And that's why Rashi insisted that he had a machshava l'shem shlamin. Rashi doesn't say, well, he didn't have in mind l'shem ola. That itself would not be a machshava poselis. That might be the absence of lishma, but it's not a machshava poselis. You know, if you want to get a jazzy, powerful machshava poselis that's going to undermine the ritzi karmon, for that you need l'shem shlam, another karm. Correct. And here the Brisker Rav says that even though this halacha of shalol lishma as a machshava poselis, that's not typical, it's not common, it's not universal. Universally, when you need a lishma, all we, you know, in order to undermine this, all we need is an absence of a lishma. For example, if you're involved in making tzitzis where you need lishma, or you're writing a get and you need lishma, then shalol lishma means the absence of lishma. But he says in kashim we're operating with a totally different halacha. It's not the absence of lishem ola. That might be true in universal requirements of lishma. You could talk about the absence of lishem tzitzis, lishem sefer Torah, and therefore apply that to kachim, the absence of l'shem ola. No, in kachim it's a different kind of halacha. It's not halacha the absence of l'shma, but rather halacha of l'shem zevach acher, and that he calls the machshava poselis. And he quotes four proofs, the Brisker Rav, to establish beyond a shadow of a doubt that when we talk about l'shma in kachim and we talk about a psul in kachim, we're talking about a machshava poselis. Let's see if we can figure out his four proofs. First proof is in a paragraph that starts the Ayin Shah. Do you have such a paragraph? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ayin Shah. He says that we have a sugya called Ein Chulin Mechalim Kachim. Now wait a second. What difference does it make, asks the Brisker Rav, whether he had a machshava l'shem zevach acher, which is kodshim mechalim kodshim and min b'mino machriv, or he had in mind l'shem chulin, which is ein chulin mechalim kodshim, it's min b'shein amir. In both cases, what was he missing?
The
lishma for the sake of the karban. So what difference does it make if he omitted the lishma because he had in mind l'shem zevach acher, or he omitted l'shma because he had in mind l'shem chulin? In both cases, he was lacking, he was absent to l'shma. Elo what? You're going to have to say this, that in kodshim it's halacha of machshava poselis. What kind of machshava is poselis? What's machriv? Only l'shem zevach acher is kodshim mechalim kodshim. But if he had in mind l'shem chulin, that's not a machshava poselis. That's proof number one. Beautiful. Proof number two. He says, the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that in the case of what's called Shini Bailim, where he didn't have in mind for Reuven, it was the Balakar, but he had in mind for Shimon, that the only posel is if he had a machshava for the sake of someone who's Mechuyev Kapara Kamosa. John, can you find that for me? On Daf Gimel Amud Beis. See if you can find, you can do a word search here. Mechuyev Kapara Kamosa. So what happens over here? You have Reuven and Shimon, and both of them violated Nebuchadnezzar an Issachar's Bishogim. Both of them are therefore Chayev a Kapara of a Chatas. The Kohen took the Chatas of Reuven and he had in mind L'shem Kapara Shimon. That's called Shini Bailim, and that passes the Chulin. But if he had in mind L'shem Levi, and Levi did not violate any, so he's not Chayev a Kapara, then the carbon is kosher. Fret the Brisker Rav, I don't understand. In both cases, he didn't have in mind l'shem Reuven. So what difference does it make whether he had in mind l'shem Shimon or l'shem Levi? Obviously, therefore, you're dealing with what? A machshava poselis. If you're dealing with machshava poselis, so there's a restrictive rule that says it's only machshava poselis if he has in mind misha mechuyib bekapar kamoso. Meaning, he has in mind Shimon is also chayib in a chatos. It's a kind of a min b'mino machriv kind of a svar. In other words, now that he's also chayiv in the same carbon that I am, he's like, you know, akin. He's like on board together with me, and that's called min b'mina. But if he has a mind for Levi, the Kohen has a mind for Levi who's not. I'm sorry for Reuven. Yeah, for Levi who's not at all a mechuyav chatos, then it doesn't passel. I don't get it, says the Miskaro. In both cases, he doesn't have in mind l'shem bailim. If there's a positive requirement l'shem bailim, who cares whether he had in mind this guy, that guy, or no guys? Even if he didn't have in mind anybody, but he said, I'm not doing it for him. You know, I don't like this Reuven. You know, he's not my good guy.
Well, that makes it closer to being a chulin then, because there's no purpose for the chulin.
Yeah, and therefore, if you're going to say that you're distinguishing whether he has in mind l'shem zevachacher or l'shem chulin, whether it's in mind l'shem Shimon who's also mechui ben kapara, l'shem Levi who's not mechui ben kapara, all those distinctions make sense only if you grant me the following premise that we're dealing in kodshim as opposed to kol torgul the machshava poselos. So now the Torah is going to tell you what constitutes a machshava poselos. How bad is bad? But if you're going to tell me the absence of a lishma as it applies to tzitzis and say for Torah and get, then it's ultimately the same absence of lishma, no matter whether it's l'shem's this guy or that guy. Now he has a third proof. His third proof is from the case of a machshav l'shem chatos, right? So let's look in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, where is it? He says, I'm sorry, Yossi ben Choni Omer, hanishchatim l'shem chatos psul. Now wait a minute. Who cares whether he had a machshav l'shem chatos as long as he didn't have in mind l'shem shlomim? If let's say he's bringing shlomim, l'shem olah if he's bringing shlomim. No, Yossi says the carbon is possible because he had a machshav l'shem chatos. The machshav l'shem chatos is the posel, not the absence of the positive machshav. Another example of machshav posel. And finally, he gets to the last case, which is that of Shimon Achi Azariah, that if he had a machshav l'shem gavah shebehen, it's kosher. If he had a machshav l'shem namach shebehen, it's posel. What difference does it make whether it's l'shem namach l'shem gavah? In both cases, absent is a machshav l'shem.
It doesn't depend on whether it's gavah or namach.
Correct. In chatos, we have a separate psul, a brand new gzeres hakosuv, that a machshav l'shem chatos is a machshav posel. Why not just assume that since he didn't have the right kavanah, meaning he didn't have a kavanah lishma, that should passel the korban? Name the absence of a kavanah lishma would not be a posel. Don't apply the universal standards and rules to kodshim. Kodshim is different. That's why we've been racking our brains for the last few months, because kodshim is different. And in kodshim is halacha of what a machshav posel is. So these are all his proofs. Al pi zeh, this is on page 2. If you can turn to page 2. Al pi zeh bir agriz, dibre rashika. Keva de masnisin ayri be inyan machshavas psul. Since we're talking about a machshava poselis in our Mishnah, and that's what's going to undermine the Ritzi Karban. Therefore, Rashi says that he had a shchit of ol l'shem shlomim. Rak zeh avi machshavas psul. Let's say the Kohen made a declaration. I don't want this to be an Ola. Meaning, I have an in against this guy. You know, he wants to never build on the roof. So I'm not gonna. You know, I have an in against him, right? So I'm gonna do him in under, right? I'm gonna say I don't want it to be an Ola. So that would not pass the Karba. Why? Because Rashi says it's got to be l'shem shlomim, meaning l'shem zevach acher. But im shachet shalol l'shem ola lo avia even though I should say that when he shechts shalol l'shem ola lo avia asil l'shma, right, he didn't have in mind for an ola, but nevertheless that's not the subject of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is establishing a psul that's mafkia the ritzui of the carbon. And what kind of machshava could be mafkia the ritzui and undermine the ritzui of the carbon? Only machshava poselos. What's a machshava poselos? Not the absence of the right machshava, but rather a negative machshava l'shem zevach acher. So basically, the Brisker Rav is building himself his thesis on four different riyas, but the punchline, I call it the icing on the cake, is now we read Rashi, and Rashi's saying something beautiful. Rashi's saying it's got to be l'shem shlom, and that's what makes it into a machshava poseles, not the absence of a machshava l'shem olah. But now we're going to get in trouble with the same chulin. And that's the paragraph here, Dibra Maskel Vehine. I'm just that curious, how many people have this paragraph in front of them? You don't have it? You gave it to him? Okay, I should have made a photocopy.
No, that's okay.
And I'm just trying to exempt myself from the responsibility of photocopying pages.
Which page?
If you want,
there's a paragraph. No, no,
that's
no.
Okay.
There's a paragraph that starts Vehine. Do you have such a paragraph? It should be on page Bates. Okay. Oh, it's already on Gimel? Okay. So now I know where he added. Okay. So now the cat is out of the bag.
No, you're on Tumbez. Tumbez. Right hand column, second paragraph down.
Ah, you're right.
There's more than Vehine. Okay, that base is Vehine. So I'm still trying to figure out where the new Madura added something, you know, where we started the path. Oh. He says the five lekamon memvavim in beis. This is what John was pointing out before. Mevuah begemara dechatos sheshachta shchatol l'shem chulin kasha v'eino maratza. Everybody remember that? Eino maratza. Okay. So the question is, how far do we take this? The Chazon Ish apparently took this very, very far. And he understood the Chazon Ish that L'shem Chulin, correct? L'shem Chulin is going to undermine the Ritzui Karbon and Ratza in all cases, straight down the line.
What do you mean by that?
In every Karbon. You take an Ola and you Shechta L'shem Chulin. You take a Shlomim, you Shechta L'shem Chulin. You take an Oshav, you shech l'shem shkulin. V'chule. Any carbon you choose out of the hat.
Why wouldn't you assume that?
Well, again, if you're going to assume that, then we're in trouble with Rashi. Because Rashi says l'shem shlamim. Why didn't Rashi tell me a bigger chiddush? Rashi just said me l'shem chulin. And the Gemara says about chulin is min b'mino, machr, min b'sheino, mino, eino machr. Or in the Gemara's language on Gimel Amid Beis, that was Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that kodshim mechalim kodshim, v'ein chulin mechalim kodshim. So if Rashi wants to tell me a chiddush, he should have told me a bigger chiddush. That he shechted the olo l'shem chulin. And the Brisker Rabbi understands that it, halacha l'maisa, if the Brisker Rabbi was alive today, he's gone, I think, about 50 years, I don't know, 70 years, 50 years. And somebody asked Rebbe, tell me a psak. The person brought a carbon ola, the Kohen had in mind l'shem chulin. What's the deal? So Brisker Rabbi, the Chazon Ish would say to him, cough up another carbon. Replace the carbon. Because the Gemara says in Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, chulin, chatos l'shem chulin, eino maratz. And the Chazon Ish has no inhibitions. He's going to apply that straight across the board. You name the carbon, have in mind l'shem chulin, and I'm going to tell you to replace it with another carbon.
But it's still kosher.
Yeah, it's still kosher, but again, it becomes identical with our Mishnah. And therefore, when the Chazon Ish reads our Mishnah, he's going to read it this way. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shalo lishman, meaning there wasn't a kavano lishma, is eino olam labayim. In other words, the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish are on two different ends of the spectrum. Whereas the Brisker Rav says it's because Shalom Lishma means he had in mind a different carbon. That's called a Machshava Poseles. The absence of a Kavanah Lishma doesn't undermine the carbon Kiyuzeh, even as far as Ritzui comes along the Chazon Ish. He says, what are you going to do with the Gemara Daf Mem Vav and Beit? The Gemara Daf Mem Vav and Beit says, Chulin. Excuse me, Chatos. I get confused with my Chesed here. Two Chesed, right? Chatos L'shem Chulin. The Gemara says, Eina Maratza, is doch, let's plug that in here. What is L'shem Chulin? L'shem Chulin means he didn't have in mind for a carbon. If he didn't have in mind for a carbon, where's the Lishma? There is no Lishma. If there's no Lishma, it's not Maratza. And don't tell me that that's Halach in Chatos. It's not Halach in Chatos. It's Halach in all Kodshim, in all Karbonos. Whatever carbon you brought and you had in mind L'shem Chulin, absent is the Lishma, and therefore it's not Maratza.
So we as a
rabbi. What do you say? It's absent the Shabbat. Having in mind.
I'm sorry. Yeah, good.
I'm sure. I'm waiting for the punchline where that poses a problem.
Then I'm just saying that's how we're going to read the Mishnah, right? The brisket rabbi is looking for a machshava poselts, and that's why he reads into Rashi that when Rashi says l'shem shlomim, that's called min b'sheino mino, and that's machruv ba. That's a machshava poselis, but l'shem chulin, according to Brisker Rav, would not be a machshava poselis because min b'sheino mino, or call it chulin eno machriv kodshim, and therefore that's not a machshava poselis. Again, from the Brisker Rav's perspective, you can't deny that there's an absence of machshavas l'shma. That, you know, whether he has in one l'shem shlamim or l'shem chulin, absent is a machshavas l'shma. But the Brisker Rav l'shitasa holds that the absence of a machshavas l'shma is not going to do anything to the carbon. It won't even dent the carbon. The carbon is perfect. So the Chazon Ish, if he was here in the room, he would yell and scream at the Brisker Rav. I have no doubt about this, by the way. They were on sort of a little bit opposite ends of the spectrum. And the Chazon Ish would say to the Brisker Rav, what are you going to do with the sugya of Chatas L'Shem? Chatas L'Shem Chulin. The Gemara says, Tzeinu Maratza. Is vice versa. What you have to derive from this is that the absence of a Kavana L'Shma is going to undermine the reach of carbon. Again, it won't be Machal the carbon, because the Gemara says, Ein Chulin Machal and Kodshin. So, I can still salvage something. But now, the Chazon Ish could put into our Mishnah a case of l'shem chulin, because in any case of l'shem chulin, the bottom line is going to be that it's not maratza. So right now I would say who has the upper hand in this machlokes?
I'm sorry, I missed one point. Why does the Brisker have a problem with the grind of Maviv? Only because of Rashi? I mean, the Gemara
you have to understand that from the Brisker Rav's perspective. If you're asking to classify machshavos as either the absence of lishma or a machshava poselis, the Brisker Rav is going to say the following: that if you have a machshava l'shem zevach acher, that's a machshava poselis.
But l'shem chulin is not.
But l'shem chulin is not a machshava poselis, because what's l'shem chulin? What's it got to do with
that? That's the point that was mentioned.
You understand my point? That's min b'sheino mino. That's having like I have a machshava l'shem. I don't know that there's a Venus, there's a star in the sky. I'm having in mind that this carbon is for the sake of Venus. You know what I'm saying? What's chulin? Chulin has nothing to do with kodshim. It's not in the sphere of kodshim. But again, this is going to come back to my question from before. If you accept the Chazon Ish that you need a machshava l'shma, and in the absence of machshava l'shma, it at least removes the ritzah karmon, which means then Rashi shouldn't tell me a bigger finish.
No, because
are you with me so far? No, yeah,
because I don't understand. Because the shame chulin is not the same as l'shame karmon.
Why?
Because chulin is not korban altogether. It's not a shame.
Yeah, but Alan, I'm asking you the following. Let's say the premise is the following: every korban needs lishma.
Right.
If it's ola, it's l'shem ola. If it's shalom, l'shem shalom. Etc. 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 Can you argue that when he has in mind l'shem chulin, he wants to feed his family steak for dinner?
Right.
That's called lishma.
That's, no, it's...
For sure not. It's not lishma.
That's not arguable.
That's not arguable. Yeah, you can't tell me that l'shem chulin is lishma. So comes along the Chazon Ish, and he says, our Mishnah is telling me that you need a machshavas lishma. L'shem chulin is not a machshavas lishma. Therefore, the din of our Mishnah would apply like a glove exactly to the case of l'shem chulin. Our Mishnah is talking about l'shem chulin. Don't tell me it's talking about l'shem zevach acher. Because l'shem chulin is the absence of a machshavas lishma, and the Chazon Ish requires a machshavas lishma.
So the Chazon Ish has a problem with Rashi, and the Brisker Rav has a problem with Gvar Mevav Amdus.
Yes. So now we're ready to move on. Okay. So again,
the Chazon Ish has also answer the four proofs of the Brisker Rav brings.
Yeah, that's also true. Right. Again, it's a very exciting machlokas. Give me just a few minutes because we're getting to the real exciting part. He says. Again, hinei l'kamon. Let's just review the highlights of that paragraph. Ayin b'Chazon Ish. You see that on line 4. Denokad delav dafka l'shem chulin el kol shechoshav shelo l'shem chatas. The Chazon Ish has the following equation: l'shem chulin equals shelo l'shem chatas in this case, or whatever the carbon might be. And therefore, absent is a machshavas l'shma. disvirle. The l'shem chulin kashiv v'lo ola l'shem chova. That's not because of a machshav l'shem chulin. Even the Chazon Ish will agree that. The Chazon Ish derives from the case of l'shem chulin that if absent is a machshav l'shma, then lo ola v'ayon l'shem chova. It's almost as if the following, again, this I'm just saying in Balabat, this is not what the Chazon Ish would say, I admit. But it's almost as if we're saying the following. An ola is not an ola. You have to make it into an ola. How do you make it into an ola? You're chayv in a carbon ola. You want to be able to sign the mitzvah of ola, the chov ola, the neder, the dom, whatever it might be. You're chayv in a chatos because chas v'shalom you ate dam v'shogeg. You want to be able to a chatos. You got to make it into a chatos. You got to make it into an ola. Make it into a shlom. What's the agent that makes it into the ola? The lishma. The fact that the Kohen had in mind when he shechted the carbon, I'm shechting it l'shem Ola. That's what makes it into an Ola. Now you want to tell me you were Yotzei Zayin? Well, did the Kohen have in mind l'shem Ola? Ah, he didn't have in mind l'shem Ola? Then it's not an Ola. They call it a carbon. Call it a faceless, anonymous carbon, but it's not an Ola. And therefore, you're still chayiv in a carbon Ola. That's the way the Chazon Ish learns that Mishnah. Is the kol hazvachim shenizbechu shalol l'shman means shalol l'shman. It doesn't mean shalol l'shman. It means shalol l'shman. Do you see the difference between the two? So that's how the Chazon Ish learns it. And therefore, l'shem chulin is the zel v'zah. Nothing changed by l'shem chulin. What's the machine l'shem shalom and l'shem chulin in the case of an ola? They're both identical. Why? Because in both cases, it's a zevach shenizbach shalol l'shman.
But there is a difference.
Does my jumping around help here? I don't know.
You're going to
lock me up in a loony bin.
As you say, good. The problem is that chulin is not shiloh lishman. The chulin takes it out shiloh korban. It's not a korban.
So you and I might have said that makes it even worse. But the Gemara says that makes it a little bit better. Why? Because if you have in mind another karma, that's really a posel. You know, then you're really jabbing me in the back. You know, I meant to bring an ola, and you're telling me you bring it as a shlom. Chulin is a little bit, you know, less severe. You know, again, it's sort of a more edel way of saying that you didn't have a kavanah l'shma. But nevertheless, according to the Chazon Ish, as far as lo ola l'bayim l'shem chova, you did not bring an ola. He's chayvin an ola. You didn't bring an ola. Why? Because you had in mind l'shem chulin. And if you had in mind l'shem chulin, that's not l'shem ola. So whatever kavanah you'll have, I don't care what it is, it's always going to be the absence of a kavanah. If the Chazon Ish would have written Rashi, I promise you, he would have written the following: Kol hazvachim shenizrchu l'shelo l'shma kigon ola shelo l'shem ola. That's it. The coin has some peeve. He's got in some argument with one of his neighbors who now is bringing a korban. He knows that his neighbor has desperately tried to bring an ola. He makes a declaration at the time that korban is korban. Again, we should tar and feather the coin for this. But anyway, he makes a declaration. This is not an ola. That's all he says. He doesn't have to say l'shem shlomim. He doesn't have to say l'shem chulin. All that is batich. That's irrelevant. As long as he's saying it's not an ola, then it's not an ola. Why? Because the Torah requires l'shma. At least as far as the shame ola is concerned, meaning to be yotzei zayin yochi of that particular zeh.
That's
the Chazon Ish. Yeah.
Doesn't the consecration of the animal make it into?
Yes, I understand. That's why I said what I'm saying is not something that the Chazon Ish was saying. I just meant to try to give you like a, you know, a way of remembering it, almost like a mnemonic device. Yes. What I'm saying is obviously when you are makdish the carbon is an ola, it's an ola. There's no question, and that's the power of speech that the Torah says you can convert chulin into kodshim just with saying arezu ola. But what I'm saying is that the Torah says, look, buddy. You made it into an ola. You think now you can go to Florida, take a vacation, go to Alaska, take a vacation, and sit back on your laurels and you'll be Yotzei Achiv. No. The ball game is not over yet. Don't think you won just because you're a big shot. You called it an ola. No. We have to see what happens now. And the Kohen has to determine that it's an ola. You are now dependent on the Kohen. You know, if you're a Kohen yourself, that's good, because then you're surely going to say L'shem Ola, right? Because you want to be out to the mitzvah Ola. So again, getting back for the third time to this paragraph of Hina, he says at the end of the paragraph, he says, L'fichach, according to the Chazon Ish, do you see it at the end of the paragraph? Lav dafka, choshav L'shem Chulin. Cross out L'shem Chulin. Kosol Choshev L'Shem Kodesh, right? He didn't have in mind the same Kodesh. Is Lo Ol Bailah. Okay. Ulech Ora, now the excitement starts. Barashi, Yesh L'Dagdik Shalok Kedvara. Rashi's not operating with the Chazon Ish. The Ladivrei HaChazon Ish, Lo Hayol Ol Rashi L'Farish Dina D'Masnis and the Koshev Lo Ol B'Shem Choshev B'Ol L'Shem Shlomim. The Afi Choshev Shalom L'Shem Ola, he just made a declaration, this is not as an Ola, which would be equivalent in the Chazon Ish's frame of reference as L'Shem Chulin, because again, L'Shem Chulin means not L'Shem Ola, it doesn't have a power of a Machshava Poseles, it's Dino Shekoshev Ola. So Rashi just should have said, Shalom L'Shem Ola. And Gandhi. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, he says, "Kevon de ma'atino lekamon del ein chulin mechalim kochim, and kein ol l'shem chulin kosher hadir." You see, I left out the dal. That's important, right? In the third line, did. Do you have did l'shem chulin? Yeah, I left that out when I read it. I'll add a few words. Hadir isa b'gemara that l'shem chulin kosher v'lo olu haynu dafka b'chatos. A special din of chatos. To underline those words, haynu dafka b'chatos. This is the turning point of the whole shtickel Torah of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav looks at the sugyas and gimel and aleph, gimel and beis, and it says they're min b'shein amino in a machriv, or it says kodshim mechal kodshim v'yein mechul mechal kodshim. That is a reference to the fact that L'Shem Chulin is really Olo L'Bailim L'Shem Chovva. Ah, you open up the Gemara Daf Mem Vav and Beis, which says explicitly that L'Shem Chulin, it's not Olo L'Bailim L'Shem Chovva, Edom Aratza. That's talking about what?
Chatos.
Special din of Chatos. Now, at this point, the Chazon Ish creates like a structure. Watch this structure. It's like, you know, we're seeing creation in front of our eyes. You know, like people say, oh, I would believe in God if I only saw creation. Well, now you can believe in God because now you're going to see creation in front of your eyes. Okay? Watch this. He says the following. Haynu dafka b'chatos. What's unique about chatos? Why would chatos l'shem chulin be mafkia the ritzui korban? He says the following. What's unique about Chatos is the Keva de Machsheves Shalol Shma Hainu L'Shem Kodesh Acher Poseles Ba. Now watch this. In all Karbanos, the halacha of a Machshav L'Shem Zevach Acher is only Mafkia the Ritzui, but the Karban remains kosher. In Chatos, if you have a Machshav L'Shem Zevach Acher, the Karban is worthless. It's completely possible. In Cain, now let's look at the mute, right? We had a pasuk on Daf Gimel on the days, and from that Yafusa we said that Ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshin. What are we going to do with that? He says we're going to go down one notch. We're going to go down to the level of Kosher, but Lo Ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chov. We have three levels. Well, on one extreme we have a carbon that's Kosher and it's Ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chov. On the other hand we have a carbon that's worthless, it's Pasul Gamre. And in the middle we have this category called Kosher of a Lo Ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chov. How do we look at this Gzeres HaKosuv that Ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshin? Are we going to go from this extreme where the carbon is Pasul and it's worthless to that extreme where the carbon is kosher? Is that what the Gemara means by ein chulin mechalim kachu? Says the Brisker Rav, it depends what your starting point is. If you're starting with chulin, I'm sorry, if you're starting with chatos, he says in chatos, the problem of shalom l'shma takes you all the way to the other extreme, namely it passes the carbon. Now with this gzeres hakosuv of ein chulin mechalim kachu, we're going to end up in the middle. And we're going to take that middle compromise state, and we're going to say that if he has in mind L'Shem Chulin, then L'Shem Chulin is mafkia the ritzui, but the carbon still remains kosher. However, the Shar Karbonos, where do we start with in the Machshava Shalom L'Shma? We start with the middle case, right? We don't start with the extreme apostle. Then when the Gemara says that we derive the proof of Ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshim, it means that Chulin doesn't have any power on Kodshim. V'im Chishev L'Shem Chulin Havi Kodshim V'olo L'Bailim L'Shem Chulma. You see the structure. He's creating a structure in front of our eyes. And he says the following. We have a principle called, which the Gemara derives on Daf Gimel on the base from a pasuk, that ain chulin mechalim kachin. What does that mean? He says it depends. Again, we're not splitting the atom, but we'll call it Einstein's theory of relativity. Okay, what's Einstein's theory of relativity? It's going to be relative. Ein chulin mechalim kachin means two different things in two different contexts. It all depends on where the shalol lishma takes you. If the shalol lishma takes you from psul, and now you want to say ein chulin mechalim kachin, we're going to end up right in the middle, and we're going to say the carbon is kosher. You can't be mechalim kachin with a machshavas chulin. That's not el shalol lishma. That doesn't have the power of machshava poselis, even in chatos. It's only going to take me to the point of eino maratza. But in the case of shar kodshim, where the halach is that once he didn't have in mind l'shem shlom, he had in mind l'shem ol, he had in mind l'shem shlom, is at that point we're going to say that the karbon is kosher, but it's eino ol l'bayil l'shem chov. But now you're telling me, but ein chulin, a machshev is chulin, it's not like a machshev l'shem shlom. It doesn't have the power to create that chul. But what is that chul that applies in l'shem shlom? It would be Hafkas Haritzui. Now I'm going to tell you that Ein Chulin Mechalim Kodshim means about Shevet Chulin is not going to undermine the Ritzui. It's completely kosher. It's not Mechal at all. Does everybody have that? Again, I can repeat it five times, but you have to see it for yourself. He says, Avol Mishar Kobonashim Hashem Shalom Lishmol Yolam Ein Apostelis by him. There was never chil kodshim in the case of Hashem Shalom Lishma in Shar Karbonis. That was a din mesuim in Chatos. But ze gil on a krah, the Torah is being mechadish to us, the ein chul mechal kodshim meaning klal, that the Hashem Shalom doesn't even make a dent, the imchashim l'shem chulim, havi kosher vi ol l'bayil l'shem chova. But Bosa, I don't know if you appreciate what's going on here. Everything that we're learning now is pure chidush. There is no basis anywhere for this except in the Brisker Rav. I mean, I get this Paul the koch, the gumption of the man. You know, if you pardon the expression, I don't mean it negatively, but the chutzpah to be machadish such a chiddush. We saw a Gemara in Masechta Zvachin Daf Mem Vavim in Beis, and the Gemara says in the case of l'shem chulin, it's eino maratza. Says the Brisker Rav, you missed the point. When is it eino maratza? That's only in the case that the Gemara is addressing it. And that's the case of chulin. In the case of chulin, it's not maratza, because what we do is we upgrade l'shem chulin from the case of l'shem zevachacher where it's possible. So now we're going to say that it doesn't have l'shem chulin in chatos, in the world of chatos, a whole new universe called chatos. In the world of chatos, machshev shalol lishma fits into two categories. There's a machshev shalol lishma, which is completely undermined the carbon, it passes the carbon. That's called l'shem zevachacher. And then there's a lower key kind of machshev shalol lishma, it's l'shem chulin, and that's going to end up with being mafkir the ritzui, and the carbon is kosher. But now we talk about shar karbonos. When we talk about shar karbonos, where the machshev shalol lishma, in the worst case scenario, could only be mafkir ritzui, now we're going to lighten the burden in the case of l'shem chulin, and it's going to be absolutely kosher. Now it's interesting. He says that if you accept this breakthrough of the Brisker Rav, then I can go back and accept the Chazon Ish, and at the same time, friend for Rashi. Do you hear what he's driving at here? Just if you get the Cheshvan. In other words, the Chazon Ish assumes that Shalom Lishma and Ambition means the absence of Lishma. I can accept the Chazon Ish. I don't have to go down the road of the Brisker Rav. We're not talking about Machshava Poselis, we're talking about the absence of Machshavas Lishma, and I can still justify why Rashi says L'shem Shlomim, and Rashi didn't give me a bigger chiddush and tell me L'shem Chulin. Because if it would have been L'shem Chulin, it would have been kosher viola by L'shem Chulin. Why? Because we're dealing with Shar Karbonos. We're not dealing with Chatos. You have it? It's mamish beautiful. He's taking a step backwards now, and he's saying that, you know, if you want to build the Brisker Rav's case, again, the Brisker Rav had four riots, let's not, but if you want to build the Brisker Rav based on Rashi, because Rashi should have told me a bigger chiddush of L'shem Chulin, which according to Chazon Ish is the absence of a machshavas lishma in the positive sense of L'shem Ola, he says, no, Rashi is beautiful. I can accept the Chazon Ish. The absence of Machshevas L'shem Ola is going to be enough to call it Shalom L'shma. But it can only take me so far. The Mishnah says it can only take me as far in Shaar Karbonos as to say that the Karbon is not Meratzeh, but the Karbon is still kosher. Rashi therefore didn't have the possibility of saying L'shem Chulin, because the Brisker Rav says that in Shaar Karbonos, L'shem Chulin is kosher V'olah L'vayelim L'shem Chofa.
It still doesn't explain why he had to say Tim Shalom instead of saying Shalom L'shem Ol. That question isn't answered.
Right. That you're right. You know, where we were still stuck in the Chazon Ish, why did Rashi say L'shem Shlomim? The same did would apply if he said Shalom L'shem, Shalom L'shem Ola. Just 1 second. Right, in a certain sense, what's it called in Zrayim, you're cross-pollination. You know, is there such a phrase, cross-pollination? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a certain element here of cross-pollination. I'll tell you why. Because the whole stratization, if there's such a word, of the Brisker Rav is all based on the Brisker Rav L'shitoso, that it's not the absence of L'shma that makes it into Shalom L'shma, but it's a Machshava Poselis. So once you say that, then you have a right to say that there's a difference between Chatos and other Karbonos. Because in Chatos, it's not enough, in Chatos, it's not the Machshava Poselis that's Mafkir Ritzui Karbon, it's even L'shem Chulin. Whereas L'shem Chulin is not a Machshava Poselis, but it's the absence of a Machshava L'shma. Now you can tell me that L'shem Chulin would be in Shaar Karbonos all the Bailam L'shem Chulin. But you can't do that in the Chazon Ish's perspective. In other words, the whole Chiddush of Din Mesuyam in Chatos, that Chatos L'shem Chulin is Eino Meratzeh, and only in Chatos, that's based on the Brisker Rav, who assumes that it's not the absence of a Machshava L'shma that makes it into Shalom L'shma, but rather Machshava Poselis.
And you assume that a L'shem Chulin is not a Machshava
L'shma. Right, but I'm saying, I don't mind assuming that even the Chazon Ish could agree that L'shem Chulin is not a Machshava Poselis. But now to go ahead and say that in Shaar Karbonos, if he had a Machshava L'shem Chulin, it would be Ol L'Bailam L'shem Chov, when the Chazon Ish L'shitoso holds that the absence of Machshava is enough to be Mafkir the Ritzui Karbon. So how can you turn around and say, well, that's why Rashi didn't say L'shem Chulin, because L'shem Chulin would be Meratzeh. I mean, according to Chazon Ish, you can say such a thing. But given the conceptual framework of the Chazon Ish, you can't say such a thing. Okay. And now he quotes the Rameir Simcha Mitzvins. So that's the paragraph that starts the Ikar. So I'm hoping that in the next 15 minutes we can finish this whole oath. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I just need a minute to clear my head. What I said to you before, is that right or not? It's just been that if according to anything, it's there for the absence of Mashallah Shema, which would remove you of the Ritzui. So Rashi could have told me in the case of Kulin, when he said Kulin is going to be the same. Yeah. So again, let me just summarize the last point I made. The Chazon Ish must assume that in the case of L'shem Chulin, in all Karbonos, it's not all the Bailam, there's no Ritzui. Why? Because the Chazon Ish would equate all these cases with the absence of Machshavas L'shma. Right. And the Chiddush v'Mishnah is that in the absence of Machshavas L'shma, like I used it with Saber Toz, and I said you have to make the Karbon into a Karbon, then it's not all the Bailam L'shem Chavosa. In the case of L'shem Chulin, the same Allah would apply, because L'shem Chulin is also an absence of Kavanos L'shma. So it wouldn't make any sense to say that according to the Chazon Ish, in the case of L'shem Chulin and Shaar Karbonos, it would be Ol L'Bailam L'shem Chovosa. That's an untenable position, because it still blinds the absence of the positive requirement of Kavod L'shma, which according to the Chazon Ish, that sets up Shalom L'shma. And that applies to all Karbonos. I mean, in the case of the Chatos, it's going to even possible the Karbon and Gansa, but in the case of Shaar Karbonos, other than Chatos, what we're going to be ending up with is that if you didn't have a Machshav L'shem that Zevach, then it's not all the Bailam L'shem Chov, and that's going to apply in L'shem Chulin as well. So this last piece, I'm going to read it over again, but I don't think it works out just in terms of the structure. Anyway, we have a Rav Meir Simcha. Now, The Gemara says, as we saw on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, that if he has a machshava with shem chulin, it's not meratz. Again, according to the Chazon Ish, that would apply in all korbanos, according to Brisker Rav, only in chatas. Fine. Comes along with Meir Simcha, and he says that machshava l'shem chulin, which undermines the ritzik korban, only applies to shechita. Watch this. If he does the zrika l'shem chulin, says Rav Meir Simcha, that doesn't have any impact whatsoever. It doesn't register on the Richter scale. The carbon is kashal l'mahadri. This din of l'shem chulin, which the Gemara says on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis reduces or neutralizes the ritzui element, that only applies for shechita, but not for any other avoda. So imagine if he does the kabbalas adam, the lachas adam, the zrikas adam, l'shem chulin, says Rav Meir Simcha, the carbon is perfectly kashal, it's meratz. When do we say it's not baratza? Because of machshav l'shem chulin, that's only in shechit, in shechit alone.
That makes sense.
Go ahead. What's the logic?
You're always going to try it to chulin in shechit.
Correct, excellent. In other words, to validate a machshav, in quotation marks, because again, I'm validating machshav in order to passel the carbon, so it's a funny word, validate. But for that machshav to be, to register on the Richter scale of Hilchas Machshavas, it's got to be something that's relevant, that's germane to the malacha, to the avodah that you're doing. In the case of shechita, you know, you could talk about whether it's a shechitas chulin or it's a shechitas kodshin. But if you're talking about zrika, what do you mean l'shem chulin? What do we ever find? Shechita exists in the world of chulin as it exists in the world of kodshin. That's the first mission of Masechta Chulin. But there's no haktar sakarbon and there's no zrika sakarbon or anything similar in chulin. So to say that at the time of the zrika he had in mind l'shem chulin, that machshava doesn't even register. But we had a similar case in what's called Shalol Yachlov in Korban Pesach, right? In Korban Pesach, you have to have in mind L'shem Menuyav, L'shem Ochlov, anyone who's capable of eating the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Eimach Sheves Ochlum Bezrika, that if at the time of Bezrika of Korban Pesach, he has in mind L'shem Orel, L'shem Tomei, L'shem Chola, L'shem Zokim, whatever it is, or Shalol Menuyav, that would not passel the Korban. Why? Because Eimach Sheves Ochlum Bezrika. The Zrika is not related to the shechita sets up the achila and not the zrika. The zrika is l'shem kapar, but not l'shem achila. Which of the four avodas is l'shem achila? Only shechita. Here also, he's saying which machshava would lend itself, which avoda, excuse me, would lend itself to a machshava schulim? Shechita, but only shechita. Let's see it inside. He says, Hach dina, on the third line, the chatos l'shem chulim kosher. V'lo olu, right now he shortens it, Eino el b'shchita, mishum di'af b'chulin shaycha shchita. Avol b'shar avodos, I'm fast forwarding, d'lo shaycha b'chulin, right, there's no zrikas dam in chulin, lo shaychu klal machshava l'shem chulin. Wow, it just occurred to me, Rabosa. I know I'm about to say something that's probably crazy. But let's see. What would be an oath if he had in mind Malika L'shem Chulin? Because keep in mind that Malika is to Ophos what Shechita is to Shara Korbanos, to Zevach Behemoth. Right, or Kmitza in Menachos. But in any event, Malika is the replacement for Shechita. But the only thing is, Malika doesn't exist in the world of Chulin, not even in Ophos. If you do Malika on an Oph, it's Nevela and it's also Bisolato Rice and Malchus. So there's no. In Shechita, you can talk about a Machshavas L'shem Chulin, but in Malika. So what would be if the Kohen was Molek the Oph, and he had in mind L'shem Chulin, according to the assumption here of Meir Simcha, I don't think that would pass the carbon even as far as Ritzi carbon, meaning the Bala Oph would not have to bring a replacement. I mean, again, what I'm telling you might be absolutely crazy, but it just occurred to me as I was
the other way around too, to say, in fact, it goes L'chulin, but it's you can't eat it. It's finished.
Well, what are we talking about? A Malika L'shem Chulin?
L'shem Chulin, yeah. L'shem Chulin.
Well, I wanted to say the Malik L'Shem Chulin according to the Mei Simcha be kosher and Ola Bayim. You want to say that what? It's possible?
No. I would say, you're right. That's correct.
But again, I don't know if it's correct or not. I tell you, if I say this over to somebody, you would probably laugh. Yeah, you know, somebody really knows kosher. I'm a fake. I'm just making believe I know something about kosher. He has something in brackets. He says, Yesh lo nun dvorav im af b'machshov l'shem kodesh acher shayach lomar. He goes from a kabul dal chatos. Wow. This is Shah. Rabosai, there's something called Ola Sa'ov. Does anybody know how you get to Dam after the Malika, how you get to Dam on the Mizbeach in the case of Ola Sa'ov? It's called Mitzuri. So there's no Kabbalah Sadam in Ola Sa'ov. So he wants to know what happens if a person has a Machshav Mishalo Lishma for the sake of an Ola Sa'ov in Kabbalah. Meaning, as he's Makabal Adam of a Zevach, he has in mind that this is L'shem Ola Sa'ov.
There's no Kabbalah.
And there is no Kabbalah in Ola Sa'ov. So he wants to say, according to Rebbe Simcha, I see he's also playing games like I was playing. He's trying to figure out, you know, which Avodah was Shayach to this kind of Achshav. He's not talking about L'shem Chulin. I was talking about L'shem Chulin in Malik Asov. He's talking about Kabbalah Sadam, which is totally impossible in the case of Ola Sa'ov. There is no Kabbalah Sadam. So he wants to know what happened. He had a Machshava. Let's say, for example, he was doing Malik on a Chata Sa'ov, and he had in mind he was doing Kabbalah Sadam in Chata Sa'ov. Kabbalah Sadam in Chata Sa'ov is absolutely critical because Chata Sa'ov requires a Zrika Hazon Gabi Mizbeah, and he has in mind an Ola Sa'ov. Maybe that Machshav of Ola Sa'ov in Kabbalah Sadam would be totally non-registerable because there is no Kabbalah in Ola Sa'ov.
Isn't there Kabbalah on Chata Sa'ov?
Yeah, for sure. Chata Sa'ov is, in that sense, is classical. You may need Mitzui is a question whether Chata Sa'ov has Mitzui, doesn't have Mitzui, but it certainly has Hazor and Zrika.
I thought there's Hazor.
And you need a Klisharis.
Alright,
well, let's not get off the tangent because, again, I've got 7 minutes to get to the finish line. Let's see if we can do this. I'll be a happy camper if we do this. He says, L'bira Chazonish. Now, this is interesting. What the Nefesh Tova wants to do for us now is he wants to say that there's no way of accepting Rebbeir Simcha according to the Chazon Ish. Why? Because if Rebbeir Simcha is assuming like the Brisker Rav, namely, that the Halach in Kodshim is Machshava Poseles, Nicha, you could say that Machshava Schulin in Shechita is meaningful, but not a Machshava Schulin in Zrika. But if we go with the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says that the Shelo Lishma and Korbanos means that he didn't have a Korbanos Lishma, what difference it make whether Chulin, let's say in Zrika, for example, right, a Machsheves Chulin in Zrika, says Rav Meir Simcha, is totally off base. But it doesn't matter. He didn't have in mind that the Zrika should be Lishma. Right. He had in mind Lishem and Chulin. He says, Kol Heichad Chashem Machsheves Shelo Lishma, according to the Chazon Ish, that's enough to undermine the karma. V'leka chalos machsheves psul. You don't have the status of a machsheves psul. In Cain, af mizrika l'shem chulin, which is the case of Rameir Simcha, he says it's like the absence of a machshav l'shma. And if it's absent of machshav l'shma, it's certainly possible in karma. Then he gets to the shittim gubetzes. He wants to claim that from the Shittim Kubetzes we can tell that he disagrees with the Arsamah, with Rameh Simcha. He says, why? We're talking now about Haktoras Haimurim. Now let's say at the time of Haktoras Haimurim he had in mind L'shem Chulin. Says the Shittim Kubetzes, it's not possible. A Machsheves Chulin at the time of Haktoras Haimurim is not possible. Why does the Shita Mekubetzes say so? He says because even if the Imurim got lost, they became Tomei. Even if you weren't Makta the Imurim, the carbon is still kosher. So therefore, Haktoras Imurim is a very nice embellishment to the carbon, but it's not critical to the carbon. And therefore, if he had a Machsheves Chulin, it doesn't impact on the Karban. But wait a minute, according to the Chazon, according to the Arsameh, forget about the fact that Haktaras Imurim is post Kapara, you know, post Zrika and so forth and so on. There's a more fundamental reason why Haktaras Imurim is no Masheves L'Chulin, because in Chulin there's no such thing as Haktaras Imurim. We never heard in Chulin that you take any part of the innards of the animal and you put it onto the fire. It just doesn't exist. So why did the Shittim Gubet said that in order to justify his conclusion that a Masheves Chulin at the time of Haktaras Imurim would not pass the Karban, he had to justify that by saying, well, because Haktaras Imurim is not, you know, it's not critical. It's like Shiari Mitzvah, so to speak. Drop the ball on that. There's no such thing as a Machsheves Chulin in Haktaras Imurim. The Ayin Baramim Sheposek that Shochei Pesach L'Shem Chulin Posel. U'kfar Hikshu Al Dvarav B'Chulin Einu Mechalim Kodshim. The Gemara says that Machsheves Chulin is not Mechal Kodshim. So why should it be Mechal a Karban Pesach? So the one who tries to defend the Rambam is the Minchas Chinuch. And he says the following. The halacha, the requirement of Lishma Pesach, is not derived from the general universal halacha of Lishma at all Kodshim. The Rambam derives it from a special pasuk, the Amartem Zevach Pesach U'Lasher. And this Pesach, this pasuk of Pesach, is referring to Pesach Mitzrayim. In Pesach Mitzrayim, there are no Kodshim. We're talking about before Har Sinai. Before Har Sinai, there's no Kodshim. There's only Pesach. And therefore, there's no difference between Kodshim and L'Shem Chulin. It's all the same. The Torah requires Machsheves L'Shma and Pesach. V'amartem Zevach Pesach. And if there's no Shar Kodshim, says the Minchas Chinuch, then what's the difference between a Machsheva for this and a Machsheva for that? Even a Machsheva L'Shem Chulin is going to pass in Korban Pesach. Says the Nefesh Tova, Midvar Muchach Delo Ke'or Sameach. Why? Because the Habizmana Pesach Mitzrayim Akati Lo Mischatshe Shchitas Chulin. If he's saying that there's no other Karbanos at the time of Mitzrayim, there's only one Karban and one alone, namely Pesach, then there's no such thing as Shchitas Chulin at the time of Pesach. Therefore, the Rabbi Simcha would say that the whole machshava of shchitas chulin, meaning he's shechting a korban pesach at the time of Mitzrayim, l'shem chulin, that machshava is totally irrelevant. The whole yisod of l'shem chulin, says the Rabbi Simcha, is because there is such an institution as chulin, as shchita l'shem chulin, right? Shchita exists in the entity of chulin, whereas the other avodas don't exist in the world of chulin. But if you're talking before Matan Torah, at the time of Pesach Mitzrayim, there's no such thing as Shechita. Shechita didn't exist.
So what is it?
That's why we eat Milchiks on Shavuos, right?
So why isn't it right? They were allowed to do any type of...
No, so he's saying the following. How can you talk about Rav Meir Simcha Svara that only in shechita of a korban you could have a Machsheves Chulin that might undermine the Ritzui, because only in shechita is L'Shem Chulin a meaningful machshava? He says, but what happened before there was such an institution? Historically, if you go back in the time machine, before there was such an institution as Shechitas Chulin, the Torah didn't recognize Shechitas Chulin. You know, shoot the animal between the head, between the eyes, and eat the karma. You know, the veil is not one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noah. So in that sense, Shechita doesn't exist as an enterprise, as a halachic entity, at the time of Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah. So what are you going to tell me? Well, he shechted the karma Pesach, because we're talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, and he had in mind L'Shem Chulin. According to Rabbi Simcha, there shouldn't be any problem with L'Shem Chulin, because there's no Shechitas Chulin at that time, at that history of time. Al karchet the psul machshava shein chulin lavi psul machshava el psul mishum machshava shalom lishma. Meaning, if we go to Chazon Ish, we understand why at the time Pesach Mitzrayim a machshava shein chulin passes the karbon. Not because there's such a thing as shchit in chulin. There is no such thing as shchit in chulin at that time. But rather because absent is the Machshava of L'Shem Pesach.
How do you know the Rosh Hashanah even agrees that Pesach Mitzrayim, that Machshava of Chulin would be possible? Maybe
because again, he's working with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that the whole parsha of of Shochei Pesach L'Shem Chulin Pasul is all derived from that pasuk, V'Amartim Zevach Pesach. And that's that pasuk was addressing Pesach Mitzrayim.
But what is this tied into? Because there were no other.
Do me a favor, John. Open up the door because I'm not sure what time it is.
There were no korbanos either. There were no other korbanos.
What are you saying?
There were no other korbanos either. Why is it to make on Shkita? If you would learn from there, from that person.
No, I'm saying there's one carbon, and that carbon is a carbon that's going to require Shechita.
That's the only.
Now, you have a Machshav L'Shem Chulin. Says Rav Meir Simcha, why is a Machshav L'Shem Chulin problematic in Mafkir Ritzui? Because it's something at the time of Shechita. It's something very relevant to Shechita because there is such an institution as Shechita Chulin. There is an institution of Shechita Chulin, no question about it, but that only emerged with Matan Torah and not before. Rabosai, have a great Shabbos.
Thank you.
At this point, I'm willing to have a schnapps. I don't usually drink schnapps, but that we were able to finish this whole siman, I mean, that for me is like, yesh sibah l'misibah, as the Israelis
say. But we learn also